Welcome to AI Special Report. I'm Dan, your host, who loves making tech accessible to everyone.
I'm Skylar, running an AI research lab at one of the big tech companies, and I'm here to break down what's happening at the bleeding edge.
And I'm Ada, MIT PhD-turned-serial entrepreneur, bringing the pragmatic perspective to all the AI buzz.
Before we dive in, quick shout-out to our sponsor, Limitless AI, helping clients seamlessly integrate AI into their existing workflows.
All right, folks, we've got some fascinating stories today, from quantum proofing the internet to Netflix making some interesting acquisition moves.
Let's start with something that sounds like science fiction but is already rolling out. Google is quantum proofing IATPS by somehow squeezing 15 kilobytes of data into a 700-byte space.
This is actually brilliant engineering. They're using something called Merkle Tree Certificate Support, and it's already live in Chrome.
The timing couldn't be better. We're getting closer to practical quantum computers that could break current encryption, so this is preemptive security.
Can you break down what's actually happening here? 15K to 700 bytes sounds like magic compression.
It's not traditional compression. They're using mathematical properties of Merkle trees to create a compact representation of certificate data. Think of it like having a really smart index that can verify authenticity without storing all the original information.
The key insight is that you don't need the full certificate data to prove its validity. You just need enough information to reconstruct the verification path.
And this protects against quantum attacks, how exactly?
Current encryption relies on problems that are hard for classical computers, but easy for quantum computers. This approach uses hash functions and mathematical structures that remain secure even with quantum computing.
What's smart is Google is deploying this now, before quantum computers become a real threat. By the time someone builds a cryptographically relevant quantum computer, this will already be everywhere.
The article mentions it's coming to all browsers soon. How does that rollout typically work?
Chrome leads, others follow. Since Google controls a huge chunk of web traffic, they can essentially force new standards into adoption.
It's actually a good example of how big tech can drive positive security changes. Sometimes market dominance works in everyone's favor.
Any downsides or compatibility issues people should worry about?
The beauty is it's backwards compatible. Older systems just won't get the quantum protection, but they'll still work normally.
Though, honestly, if you're still running systems that can't handle modern certificate formats, you've got bigger security problems than quantum computers.
Fair point. This feels like one of those infrastructure improvements that just happens invisibly in the background.
Exactly. Most people will never notice, but it's protecting the entire foundation of secure web communication.
And that's how good security should work. Invisible to users, bulletproof against threats.
Now let's shift to something considerably less positive. The LlamaStealer malware is back with some pretty sophisticated social engineering tactics.
This one's concerning because it combines advanced technical capabilities with really clever psychological manipulation.
They're using something called ClickFix Bait combined with Castle Loader malware, and apparently it's being deployed at scale.
ClickFix sounds innocuous enough. What makes it so dangerous?
It exploits our natural tendency to fix things that appear broken. You see a page that looks like it has an error, and there's a helpful click here to fix button.
It's brilliant social engineering because it preys on helpful instincts. People want to fix problems, especially if the solution looks official and easy.
And once they click, that's when Castle Loader comes into play?
Right. Castle Loader is the sophisticated delivery mechanism. It's designed to evade detection and establish persistence on the target system.
What worries me is the scale mentioned in the reporting. This isn't some small operation. They're hitting targets systematically.
How does this relate to AI? Are they using AI to generate more convincing lures?
Almost certainly. LLMs make it trivial to generate hundreds of variations of convincing error messages and fix prompts.
Plus, AI can help with targeting. They can analyze user behavior patterns to determine the most effective lure for different demographics.
So we're seeing AI being weaponized on the attack side. What about defense?
The good news is AI is also improving detection. Modern email filters and web browsers are getting much better at spotting these patterns.
But it's an arms race. As AI makes attacks more sophisticated, it also has to evolve defensive capabilities to keep up.
Any practical advice for listeners who might encounter these attacks?
Be extremely skeptical of any web page telling you to download or run something to fix a problem, especially if it came from an email or unexpected link.
And keep your browser and security software updated. The latest versions have much better detection for these types of attacks.
The malware space feels like it's evolving really quickly with AI in the mix.
It absolutely is. We're seeing more targeted, more convincing, and more scalable attacks than ever before.
But also better defenses. The key is staying informed and maintaining healthy skepticism about unexpected requests to install or run anything.
Our final story is a bit of a curveball. Netflix just acquired Ben Affleck's AI startup InnerPositive.
I have to admit, I didn't have Ben Affleck becomes AI entrepreneur on my 2026 bingo card.
The company specializes in AI tools for film and television production, which actually makes sense given Affleck's background.
16 engineers joining Netflix. That's not a huge team, but it suggests they've built something pretty focused and valuable.
What's interesting is Netflix's broader strategy here. They're clearly investing heavily in AI across their entire production pipeline.
Makes perfect sense from a business perspective. Content creation is expensive, and AI can potentially reduce costs while maintaining or improving quality.
What kind of AI tools would be most valuable in film and TV production?
Script analysis, automated editing suggestions, visual effects pre-processing, even casting recommendations based on audience data.
Don't forget about localization and dubbing. AI can significantly improve the speed and quality of content adaptation for global markets.
Is this part of the broader trend of streaming services bringing more capabilities in-house?
Absolutely. Netflix has been vertically integrating for years. Adding AI production tools is just the next logical step.
Plus, they have massive amounts of viewer data that can inform what types of content and production choices actually work.
Any concerns about AI replacing human creativity in entertainment?
I think the reality is more nuanced. AI is better at augmenting human creativity than replacing it entirely.
Especially at Netflix's scale, AI tools can help human creators work more efficiently and make more informed decisions.
Though I imagine there will be ongoing debates about the role of AI in creative industries.
For sure. But companies like Netflix that embrace it thoughtfully will probably have advantages over those that resist.
The key is using AI to enhance human capabilities rather than simply cutting costs by eliminating people.
Ben Affleck's involvement is just the celebrity angle, but the underlying trend of AI in content production is pretty significant.
Right. This acquisition is less about Affleck and more about Netflix securing specialized AI talent and technology.
And given their content budget, even small efficiency improvements from AI could translate to massive savings.
That wraps up another episode of AI Special Report. Thanks again to Limitless AI for sponsoring today's show.
Don't forget to subscribe and share the podcast with anyone who wants to stay current on AI developments.
For more details on all the stories we discussed today, check the show notes for links.
We'll be back next time with more AI news and analysis.
Until then, keep building responsibly.